In January 1986, cowboy boots and horse hooves stirred up dust at Corona Ranch in South Phoenix. It was the start of the Arizona Gay Rodeo, which rolls into town for its 32nd year this weekend.
It has the standard barrel races, but also drag races. The show's Lauren Gilger went to the rodeo grounds during setup to talk with someone who's seen the rodeo grow from its small beginnings.
So I'm out here at the Arizona Gay Rodeo as they're setting up. I'm with Ron Trusley, the president. And Ron, tell me, what are we looking at right now?
We're looking at the arena that will be looking totally different on Saturday as we begin the rodeo.
And so tell me, you've been with this organization from the beginning, it sounds like. Tell me, when was the first Arizona Gay Rodeo?
You're correct, almost from the beginning, just a slide of a few months. But the very first rodeo was right here at Corona Ranch and Rodeo Grounds in January 1986. This is our 32nd annual rodeo that we will be producing this weekend.
So tell me, how did this group get formed? What's the idea behind this?
Many, many years ago, the gays were not accepted most places. So we needed an outlet where we could be with people and be accepted without harassment from anybody. So that's how pretty much rodeo started on the gay rodeo circuit.
How did that collide with the rodeo world?
It actually started in Denver with Wayne Giacchino, who is now deceased. He was our very first iJerry president too. And from there they did a international finals rodeo in Reno, Nevada, I believe it was in 1982. And there were a lot of problems out there at the time. And we've just grown and grown and grown over the years from then.
And how many people come out?
On a good day, good weather, it varies. When we count our paid admissions, our volunteers, our officials, our staff, probably between Saturday and Sunday, anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Do people travel in for this?
Oh, they do, yes. They come in from other countries, as a matter of fact. We never know. Sometimes we're very surprised where they come from.
So we're in the rodeo arena now. What kind of events are we going to hear or see here this weekend?
We have bull riding, ranch saddle bronc riding, which is a very first time for that to be offered. It's starting this year in January 2017. Steer riding, shoot dogging, calf roping on foot, mounted breakaway calf roping, barrel racing, pole bending, flag race, team roping, steer decorating, wild drag race, goat dressing.
So describe a few of those for me in there. There's a drag competition, is that right?
Yes, that's a wild drag race. So wild drag race basically is a really fun event, and that's how a lot of our contestants get started, and then they progress into other events. So there's a steer in the chute, and then at the signal from the judge, the gates open, and then they can start to pull the steer across the line, and the time stops when they get across that line.
Who gets involved? Is this starting with young people who have no idea what rodeo is about, or is this the other way around, and you get rodeo people who want to come in and be around the gay community?
Both, actually. We have a lot of people who've been around for several years, but we're trying desperately to recruit new, younger contestants because, you know, as people get older, they don't want to keep doing the events. So we are trying to get much younger as we can.
You said that when this all began and you started working with this group back in the 80s, that it was harder to be gay then and it was harder to be accepted. And how have you seen that change?
It's been dramatic changes over the years. Now we have other groups calling us to how can I get involved in the association and in the rodeo. So everybody pretty much is open now, and especially when new laws come into place where non-discrimination in all areas, it helps a lot. But yeah, there were times that we were not accepted. Even many, many years ago, we were looking at another arena. I, of course, won't mention where or who, and we were basically run off the property when they knew we were gay.
Wow. And what was that like? And what did this event every year and holding this event every year as a community do for you to help in that?
We just said we're going to keep doing it. We'll find a location and we'll keep having our rodeos.
All right. Ron Trusley, president of the Arizona Gay Rodeo Association. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it.
And that was the show's Lauren Gilger speaking with Ron Trusley. He is president of the Arizona Gay Rodeo Association.